Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Out There Today Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, July 20th. The grains closed higher with December corn up 13.5 cents at 565 3/4. September wheat up 2 3/4 cents at $7.5. November beans up 15 3/4 cents at 1388.5. We were strong from the get-go. The Dow Jones rallied back. It's up 611 points after being down about 780 yesterday. So obviously yesterday they were worried about COVID, not so much today. And with the higher Dow Jones, the grains opened higher. And you couple that with the weather reports, looking really pretty warm, 90 to 92 degrees in most places for the next 8-9 days. Very little rain out there. So the question is, does it move into August? If we move into August with hot, dry temperatures, then we're really getting on a very precarious perch out here, and carryouts will certainly move lower out here. Now, we were up, we had the beans up to 1406. We broke them down to 1373, so about a 32-cent drop. It looked like somebody changed the weather forecast around 11, 1130, but they came back 15 cents by the close. Corn broke a dime, came back a nickel. The wheat broke. Minneapolis closed lower today. First time the Chicago's gained on Minneapolis in a while. That may be it here for a while. Didn't make a key reversal. Made an inside day in September, Minneapolis. Was a penny shy of the high yesterday and closed above yesterday's low. So it's just an inside day, not meaning a whole lot. You know, every day we come in and there's no rain in the forecast, I think we'll probably be on the firm side. Funds have got a pretty good hold on this thing. They're long over 200,000 corn, long 120,000, 130,000 contracts of beans. So they're certainly in charge of this thing for the time being, long close to, after today, 100,000 oil. So we don't see any real, anything particularly bearish out here for the time being, as long as these weather forecasts stay this hot and dry. The dollar was up again. That's a little bit bearish, 92.80. That's a new high for this leg of the move, but didn't seem to have any influence really on the grains here today. Bitcoin's down 900 a coin right now. It's under 20. It's under 30,000 at 29,800. That'll be the lowest close in Bitcoin in quite some time. So overall, we have to keep an eye on the weather, keep an eye on the Dow Jones, and those two things will probably make or break the markets out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.